Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Balak, Tavshin Ayin Vav. In this famous story of this week's Parsha, of Bilam going to curse Klal Yisrael, he is riding on his donkey, and the Torah tells us that the donkey saw a Malach Hashem standing in the way. As a result, the donkey stopped three times. Each time, Bilam hit the donkey. The Torah says, Vayiftach Hashem is Pia Osayin in Perichah Beis Pasuk Chavches. The Torah says HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes and he opened up the mouth of the donkey. He responded, he confronted Bilam after Bilam had hit him. And the Torah tells us Zeh Shalosh Regalim, these three times. Rashi says, why does it say in the Lashon of Shalosh Regalim, not Shalosh Pamim? Rashi says, Ramaz Lai, it was a Ramaz, Atavavakesh Lakar Uma, HaChagegah Shalosh Regalim Mishana. The donkey was telling him that you are going along to try to hurt Klal Yisrael, and you will not be successful because they have the schus of going up three times a year to the Yerushalayim Eir HaKodesh, to the Beis HaMikdash, for the Shlosh Regalim. What is it that the donkey was telling Balak? What is this great schus of the mitzvah of Shlosh Regalim that Bilam was told that you will not be matzliach to curse Klal Yisrael? The Sfarim HaKdoshim say the following teretz. The mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel represents Mesiris Nefesh for the mitzvahs of the Torah. Each person would go three times a year, leave his family, or leave with his family, but leave his house, his field, his possessions for an extended amount of time and go up to Yerushalayim, which was extremely crowded. There were a lot of people. And even though there were a lot of people, Chazal tell us, even though it was crowded, even though there were a lot of people, no one ever complained. No one ever kvetched that it's too much to go up to Yerushalayim. There's no room. There's a lot of people there. The crowds are crushing. With Mesiris Nefesh, Klal Yisrael left their homes and went into Yerushalayim for the Ritzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. This was the remez that the Osayin was telling Bilam. We know that each time the Osayin, the donkey, stopped, he moved into the wall, he moved to the sidewall on the road, and it crushed Bilam's foot. Bilam got hurt. Bilam was not able to take the pain. But even though he had so much pain, he still wanted to go and curse Klal Yisrael. The Osayin was telling him, you think that this is pain? Do you think this is Mesiris Nefesh? You can't even be soivel if your foot gets a little bit hurt. Klal Yisrael, three times a year, pushed themselves to leave their comfort zone to go be in the Mekayim, the mitzvahs of Aliyah L'Regel. You will certainly not be matzliach. The difference between Klal Yisrael and the Umas HaOlam are the willingness and the readiness to always be Meiser Nefesh for Torah, for mitzvahs, for the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A good and Shabbos.